Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1197 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, has not been masticated thoroughly. They have been swallowed almost whole. Raw cabbage is easier digested than cooked cabbage. Cooked cabbage is the most indigestible form of it. It is the ptyalene in the saliva that acts on the cabbage in the mouth. Action on the carbohydrate part of the cabbage. The carbohydrate digestion ceases after that leaves the mouth until it reaches the small intestines. The only thing that the stomach does is the churning movement by muscular action. As soon as gastric juice of the stomach strikes the cabbage, it neutralizes the ptyalene and renders it inactive. It stops any further digestion of the carbohydrate. The balance of the digestion of the cabbage takes place in the small intestines by the pancreatic juices. The shortest time for boiled cabbage to pass into the small intestines is 4.5 hours after it is eaten. The stomach does not digest the cabbage. A person may swallow cabbage and it will come out of him whole completely undigested, and it will appear less changed than that appears, states Exhibit G. Psychic influences will retard digestion as excitement, fear, anger, also physical or mental exercise. Substances may be in the stomach quite a while and show very little evidences of digestion. Each stomach has its own peculiarities. If a human body is disinterred at the end of 9 days, and the stomach is taken out, and among the contents you find cabbage like that, states Exhibit G, and fragments of wheat bread slightly digested, you could not say by looking at the cabbage hazard an opinion as to how long before death that had been taken into the stomach. I don't think it is possible to state within a period of hours how long that cabbage had been in the stomach. I have seen cabbage less changed than that cabbage you exhibited to me, states Exhibit G, that had remained in the stomach 12 hours. Bread and cabbage will not begin to pass out of the stomach until 2 to 3 hours. A blow on the back of the head could blacken the eye. It would be perfectly possible for the epithelium of the vagina to be ruptured by the fingers in making a digital examination. It would be more liable to rupture at 10 hours after this than immediately before this. Decomposition destroys the epithelium. It is a very delicate membrane. Decomposition develops very rapidly on such epithelium. In cases of death by strangulation, all the mucous membranes throughout the body are congested by blood. It is not unusual to find those blood vessels congested where death is by strangulation. In such a case, I would expect to find congestion in the vagina, especially if a person had just had her monthly periods. Menses may be brought back by excitement. Violence would not be necessary to produce the conditions of congestion of the blood vessels that you have stated. The digital examination would be sufficient violence to produce the changes in the epithelium that you have stated. The congestion of the blood vessels could be entirely accounted for by natural causes, or from death by strangulation. If the epithelium stripped in some places and the blood vessels are found congested under the microscope, there is no possible way to determine if violence had caused it instead of natural causes, unless there is a sign of bacterial inflammation. It would be impossible to tell how long violence was inflicted before death, where